It's 8:08 on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. It is Tuesday morning, the Tuesday that baseball fans have been waiting for in Southern California for many, many long months. Although Dodgers and Angels both made the playoffs last year, so that was a little bit different anyway. Yep. But our friend Josh from DodgerBlues.com is on the phone. We'd like to check in with him from time to time to see what's new in his site. Josh, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Welcome back to K-Rock, man. How you been? How was your offseason?
Busy keeping track of all the guys that they got rid of.
Selling a lot of those Chavez latrine shirts, are you, Josh?
Yeah, three or four of them actually. Two have been returned, but right. You know.
Well, I love the site DodgerBlues.com. That's blues with an S because it's very funny. All you need to know about Josh's site is it celebrates the futility, disappointment, and humor of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it is very funny. You've got a countdown in the upper right hand corner of the site. What are you counting down from, Josh?
Counting down from Kirk Gibson's home run back in the 88 World Series, which I think is the Dodgers' last great moment.
Time since the last great Dodgers moment, and you're just going to keep counting down until they actually have another one?
Yeah, well, we've got, I think I have about 14 years before the clock runs out of space, so hopefully there'll be a great moment before then.
Now, we talked to you last year before the season. And it ended up being a pretty good season. They won the division. They kind of won it in dramatic fashion. I would assume that Steve Finley homer was at least a good moment in Dodger history. What did you think of the season? Were you surprised?
I was surprised that they actually made it to the playoffs. Of course, they didn't shock me by losing in four games.
It doesn't sound like you're much of a fan.
You got to be like this. You know, if you get excited about things, then you leave it for disappointment.
Oh, you're protecting yourself.
Basically.
Against the pain.
I'm sick.
And so it's like the Dodgers make the playoffs and you go, yeah, that's great, but they're going to lose in the first round, so who cares?
Yeah, there's no joy anyway. Yeah,
well, why don't you turn it around and say, hey, the Dodgers made the playoffs. That's great. They've been trying to do that all year.
Well, it was. I mean, it was actually cool, and I'll give you a little story that epitomizes my Dodger experience. I the first playoff game in 8 years, they had it on a Monday or Tuesday in the middle of the day, which totally sucked. I had to work, but I figured, all right, I'll tape it. So I go the whole day, manage to avoid finding out the score, get home, excited, rewind the tape, first playoff game in 8 years, grab a beer, sit down on the couch, hit play, and it's infomercials.
What happened?
I'm an idiot. I taped the wrong channel.
Hey, by the way, is this true? Money was making a reference to this earlier this morning, Josh. Is it true that the Dodgers game is not on Channel 5 today?
A game hasn't been on Channel 5 for about 4 years.
Okay, well, who carries Dodger games usually then?
13, actually.
13.
So, yeah, it's on Fox Sports Net 2, which I guess everybody gets except for you guys.
Except for money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think everybody gets Fox. Why is it on 2? How come they took it all the way down to Fox Sports Net 2?
Probably a matter of cost, you know.
I mean, it's Major League Baseball, for God's sakes.
At least it's the season
minor,
opener.
It's the Dodgers. It's minor league baseball.
Oh, minor.
Oh. Okay. You know, talking to Josh, I get the feeling it's going to end up like dodgeball, where the Dodgers games are only going to be on the Ocho. Now, one of the other things you have on your site this year, and I don't know if this is new for 2005 or not, is you have the weight of all of the Dodger pitchers in Dodger dogs.
Sure.
Because that's useful how?
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's useful how?
No, there's nothing on the site that's useful.
No, that's no. Don't mistake this for something useful. That's the thing about it, it looks like you have a lot of time on your hands if you're figuring out how much they weigh in hot dogs.
Yeah, it's actually something that comes pretty easily to me. And I don't know, it's been fun, though. The site is just a way, you know, an outlet for my my
frustration
and love. I mean, I do love the team. I want them to win. It just makes it easier to do the site when
they
don't.
Now, if this is the beginning of the season, tell us how they did on the offseason. How'd they do?
They really destroyed the team. They started to do that last year. The middle of the season, they were winning games. They were playing exciting ball. The team actually had energy. And then they went and got rid of Luduca and just went down from there. Roberts.
Adrian Beltre.
And why are they doing that? Why are they destroying the team?
It's a good question. I don't know. You probably need to have Frank McCourt on and ask him. But at Di Podesta, the general manager, just has a unique way of doing things. And it's different than in most ways, which generally lead to winning teams. But I think his strategy is actually to just pick up guys named Jason. They have like five guys named Jason. Right
Money,
now.
Do you agree that they just destroyed the team the last couple years?
Yes and no. I didn't think that team last year was all that good. I think they were more lucky than anything. But I just don't really like what they did. That's my only problem. Here's my question for you, Josh. As a sports person that is quite opinionated, I get a ton of email when I'm wrong or phone calls. Or we play them all the time here. How many people emailed you when the Dodgers made the playoffs last year to say, burn, they were good?
Oh, people, yeah. I get more hate mail than anything else.
Right.
And after Finley's home run to clinch the division, I got, you know, a ton of people telling me to take down that Gibson clock.
Right.
But I run the site and I can do what I want.
So there's that.
Now, I don't know if this would be considered heresy for you or not, Josh, but have you considered just becoming an Angels fan?
You know, I would, but it's Orange County. It's just, you know,
No, you haven't heard. It's the Los Angeles Angels now.
Oh, it's the Los Angeles Angels. That's right. Obviously, they're embarrassed to be in Orange County, and I really can't blame them. It's pretty much, what, amusement parks and white people down there.
So you're not happy with the Dodgers, but you also hate every other team.
You know, I don't know enough about every other team to hate them. Okay. I just dislike every other team.
I got you.
Not to mention, he can pull some killer quotes from Dodger players. He's got a whole section on the site that has quotes from players saying stupid things.
Oh, like what? Give us some examples.
Do you have those handy with you, Josh?
Let's see. Give me a second on that. But I'll tell you one thing that it was pretty amazing. It was about a week ago when they ended up selling David Ross to the Pirates for $75,000. Mm-hmm. That kind of topped it. And had I known they were actually going to sell him for so cheap, I would have bought him and just put him in a cage and charge people to see him.
$75,000, that seems like nothing in baseball terms, right?
Yeah, well, David Ross was nothing in baseball terms, too, I guess. So, here's a couple quotes. Paul DePodesta the other day said, I can't be a fan of this team. I can't afford to be. Which is, you know...
That's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah, well, he can't afford tickets because, you know, they've raised ticket prices and he's priced out, apparently.
You know, they put in these seats, I think, these brand new seats. They actually changed Dodger Stadium in the off seasons. They have, like, all these, like five new rows that are closer to the field. They have season tickets now for Dodgers baseball that are $120,000 a year.
What?
No.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that right, Josh, that front row?
Like, oh, yeah, but that's totally worth it. You get to see Duaner Sanchez's nose hair.
$120,000.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's
give us some more funny quotes. Do you have those in front of you?
Yeah. How about, this is a quote from Vin Scully. So, Jeff Weaver starts off on a promissory note, which apparently is suggesting that Weaver owes money to someone.
Right.
Let's see. Derek Lowe, oh, that one's not that funny.
Yeah, okay.
Most of them aren't that funny.
Okay,
actually.
Never mind. No problem. Well, you can go to the site and see them if you want to. It's DodgerBlues.com if you'd like to go to the site. Are you going to the game today?
No, I'll be taping infomercials, I think.
Okay, good.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan anyway.
That'll be much more fun for you. All right, well, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the time.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye. Bye now.